Today on Gardening in a Minute, drip irrigation. Drip irrigation can be a really efficient way to water your plants and save water. It uses a network of plastic pipes to carry water to plants, targeting the roots. Drip irrigation systems apply water more slowly than sprinklers and can use a lot less water. Drip irrigation systems are easy to find and install, but they do require periodic maintenance to make sure the emitters are working properly. Drip irrigation lines can be placed under the soil or on the soil surface for easy access. They can be used to water almost anything, including trees, shrubs, container plants, and plant beds. To save money on your water bill and protect the environment, consider installing a drip irrigation system today. For more information about drip irrigation and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, dahlias. Dahlias are stunning summer flowering perennials that come in an infinite array of colors, shapes, and sizes. They're widely planted in the United States, but they do take some special care to grow successfully here in Florida. Start by choosing a good heat-tolerant variety like LC Houston and scoping out a sunny location with light afternoon shade. You want a rich soil that's moist but well-drained, so enrich the planting site and follow a regular schedule for watering and fertilizing. Adding a good layer of mulch is a must to help your dahlias succeed. Pests and diseases are the norm rather than the exception, so be sure to monitor the plants and treat problems as needed. Dahlias may take a little extra effort, but their beauty can often make it all worthwhile. For more information about dahlias, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spot treating for pests. Spot treating is an effective and environmentally friendly way to address severe pest problems in your landscape. Spot treating means using chemicals only on the particular plant, section of the lawn, or area in the landscape that suffers from the problem, instead of the entire landscape. It can be used to address disease, insect, or weed problems. As with any treatment program, it's important to identify the pests before you begin treatment. Always choose products that are safest for people and the environment and follow all label directions. With spot treating, you can use portable sprayers and mix smaller batches of pesticides. Spot treating not only saves you money in pesticides, it also protects beneficial insects that may be killed by blanket spraying. For more information about pest management, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, watering the vegetable garden. Vegetable gardens need a half inch to 1 inch of water every week, either through rainfall or irrigation. How much water you apply at each irrigation event depends on your garden. Younger plants need light but frequent waterings, while older plants need more water less often. In general, you should water when the top half inch or inch of soil feels dry. It's best to irrigate in the mornings and to deliver water directly to the plant's root zones. This limits the amount of water lost to evaporation and helps the leaves stay dry, which cuts down on diseases. Soaker hoses are one easy option, or you could install a drip or micro-irrigation system. Finally, add mulch between the rows, and you'll help stretch the time between waterings. For more information about watering the vegetable garden, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bold, beautiful containers. You can provide eye candy to your landscape with bold, beautiful containers that showcase plants with attractive flowers and foliage. Use the guidelines thrillers, spillers, and fillers when choosing plants. With thrillers, don't be afraid to go wild with color. Incorporate bright flowering plants or the large, colorful foliage of plants like coleus or crotons. Ornamental grasses can also work well. Spillers are plants that fall gracefully over the sides of the containers, and for fillers, consider plants with rounded forms or interesting textures. Select containers to complement the plants, and keep in mind how the containers will be viewed. Use a high-quality potting media and match plants with similar moisture, soil, and light requirements. And of course, always leave room for the plants to grow to their full size. For more information about container gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.